And now we turn to music, specifically Carnatic music, a devotional form traditional to South India. Berkeley-based singer Gautam Tejas Ganeshan is giving it a local twist, as we'll hear in this next edition of Bay Area Beats.
In all my life, I've yet to meet the one who... In all my life, I've yet to meet the one who...
I really love Carnatic music, which is South Indian classical music. It's appropriate for being sung in temples, and versions of it are rendered on instruments for ceremonial functions. But it's also virtuosic, improvisational art music.
Come what may, maintains a vantage on you. Till now, in all my life, I've yet to meet the one.
It's a very rich tradition. The songs that I use as the inspiration for my songs are mostly like 18th century, late 1700s and thereafter. Some of them are even early 20th century songs. So not incredibly old, although of course the roots of the music are very old. Essentially, I write original songs, and they're in English, which I speak much more fluently than I speak any other language, Indian or otherwise. The people who you would think would be the stodgy traditionalists are, but they react to my music almost as if like the English part is the elephant in the room, and they still react stodgily to the same stuff they would have otherwise. Like, oh, well, you sang that note out of tune, and your rhythm was funky. But as for English, I mean, one thing to keep in mind is India has many, many languages, and Carnatic music has many, many languages, so it's not uncommon not to understand exactly what you're saying. You know, culture means it's like yogurt or sauerkraut. It's like something that grows over time, and you can't make it on your own. It just kind of accumulates. And when I hear the music, I hear that in it. So this is a tambura, and here's what it sounds like. And it's, you know, it's long strings that vibrate. And the magic of the instrument, the buzzing thing, is the bridge. So it's a lot of fun to sing with, because the role this instrument is playing is it's providing a wash, like an ocean of sound, a curtain. You know, there are some esoteric beliefs about the instrument that it decides the raga that you're going to sing on any day because, you know, the weather and the lighting and whatnot, it just wants to sit a certain way. The strings want to be slightly tuned to each other in a certain way so that if you try to sing certain notes, they just won't resonate. Which, yeah, a version of that I do subscribe to.
As it fades, the sense of reverence does the place revered disappear. As it fades, the sense of reverence does the place revered disappear. As it fades, the sense of reverence does the place revered disappear. As it fades, the...
You know, when I started out as a gigging, like, musician on the streets of Austin and San Francisco, I was a violin player. And that's how I cut my teeth. But over time, it just came to pass that, you know, or it came to light, really, that I am a better singer than I was a violin player. And the ideas come more fluidly, you know, this way, so...
Hidden in the mystery.
You know, it's an interesting question how my music and my songs, which have a very obvious connection with a place very far away, it's interesting to ponder and to work on how they're connected to here, where I am and where my baby was just born and where I foresee being and where I feel very connected myself.
My capacity for